Welcome to the Bayside Church Weekly Message Audio Podcast, Cheltenham.
Good morning, everybody. Well, happy Good Friday. Yeah. And you know, it's a day worth celebrating because the Bible says that Jesus died once and for all. And so if you're visiting with us today and you wonder why we're actually happy on this day, it's because Jesus hasn't died again this morning. And we're not waiting till Sunday. All right, we celebrate what he accomplished through his death and his resurrection over 2,000 years ago. I want to share with you just very briefly a message that will hopefully explain something of what Jesus did on the cross. For those of you who've heard my story, you'll know that I was not brought up as a Christian. In fact, I was an atheist for the first 19, 20 years of my life. My whole story is on our website if you want to have a listen or watch that at some point in time. But I started my radio career over in Western Australia, and it was back in the days when we used to have to, by law, play an hour of religious material every Sunday night. And so you can imagine, of course, here's this atheist boy starting his radio career and sitting in the studio on a Sunday night, and of course I was the one that had to play the 1 hour of religious material. And I used to hear these preachers preach, because I had to sit in the studio, and I'd hear them and they'd say, "Jesus died for you." And I sat there going, "Why?" And they never told me. They never answered me back. And so maybe you're like that. Maybe you've thought, why on earth, what is this thing about the cross? Why did Jesus die? Why? What's the big deal? And so I want to share with you for about 10 minutes this morning and hopefully answer that question. I loved school. Sorry if that's a little bizarre, but I loved school. Anyone here love school? Yeah, all the teachers put their hands up. I gotta say, I really love school. There was a couple of reasons for that. I suppose the number one reason is that year 12 was five of the best years of my life. And the other reason that I loved school is that my teacher loved me. And she used to demonstrate her love for me on a regular basis by putting kisses all over my work. And then sometimes she'd finish the work with a hug. And so I loved school. Of course, the kisses on my work were really crosses. And you might think that that's a modern phenomenon, but it's quite an old phenomenon. It dates back, in fact, over 2,000 years to the days of the Roman Empire when they would literally cross out a mistake. Anytime they found a mistake, they would put a big X through the mistake, and the cross signified that the mistake was indeed a mistake. And that's where this ties in beautifully with the Easter story, because the Bible tells us that Jesus was crucified in order to cross out our mistakes. The Apostle Paul put it this way in the Bible: Jesus forgave all our sins, or you could translate that, mistakes. He cancelled the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. He forgave our mistakes and he cancelled the record of charges that was against us. The record of charges was an accounting term, and it was like someone, if they had lots and lots of debts, they would end up listing all the debts. I owe this person this amount of money and this business this amount of money, and they would make a list of that record of debts. They would then sign it at the bottom that these indeed were their debts and these were the things that they owed. And it was like a confession of guilt. We've seen movies at different times when someone is brought in and they're questioned, interrogated, and as part of the interrogation process, they want to get a confession out of the person. And they will write the confession and then they'll be made to read through the confession. Is this an accurate description of everything that you've done wrong? Yes, it is. Okay, would you please sign there? So when they sign that confession, that is a confession of guilt. It is a record of charges, and then, of course, trial and found guilty and then sentenced. We refer to that as justice. It's like if you and I were to sit down and make a list of all the things that we have ever done wrong in life. That would be a fairly lengthy list. for me personally. How about you? Even just trying to recall some of the things and writing all of them down, and then, is that everything? Oh, yeah, I think it is everything. Okay, well, please sign that, because that's the record of charges that is against you, because justice says that if we've done the wrong thing, then we should be punished for doing the wrong thing. I want to illustrate this to you a little bit this morning, and I'm going to invite Greg Partridge. Greg is a teacher. I was looking for someone this morning who was tall and who had neat writing, and I'm tall. And so what Greg is going to do in his beautiful teacher's handwriting is he's going to write down some of the mistakes that we have made. Now, this is not like the Connect group that you just saw on Bayside News. I just wanted you to know, let's all tell our deepest, darkest secret, and let's start with you. We don't operate that way at Bayside. But have a think about a mistake that you've made in life that you don't mind sharing publicly with 800 other people and an online community today. Do I have any volunteers? Who would like to share a mistake? Sandra. Okay, Sandra has lied. She hasn't really, that was a lie. Okay, so lies. Who else? Just put your hand up, give me a bit of a wave, Carrie. You what, sorry? You fought with your brothers and sisters, okay. Fighting with siblings, others. John? He took money out of his mum's purse. One word, stealing. Thief. Anyone else on the side? Look at you all sitting there, pretending to be innocent, but you all look guilty. Zizi. Okay, ZZ's held a grudge. All right, middle section. Dawn? Dawn has hated. Okay. Sorry, Reg. Is he live streaming? Okay. Margo? Okay, so you coveted, you wanted something that somebody else had. Okay, anyone else in the middle? You cheated? To get what you want. Okay. Really? Can't believe that. Okay, this section here, Vivian. You what, sorry? Got angry at new technology. Technology anger. Anyone else guilty of that? Yeah, see you. They're all pretending to be innocent, but they're all guilty of thumping that computer. Couple others on this side. Matt. You've sped? On the road, speeding? Yeah. Never done that. Speak up, big voice. You drove the car. How old are you? Huh? 10. Woo! Okay. Underage driving. You've blamed others, okay, yeah, blaming. Anyone else before we finish? How much more room have we got there, Mr. Partridge? I feel like I have to call him Mr. Partridge because he's a teacher. A little more. Yeah, we've got a little more room. Yes. Jealousy and envy, both. Sally Ann. That's Super Sal. Jealousy and envy. Russ. You've been proud. Actually, I've been meaning to chat with you about that, so I'm so glad you confessed to all of us today. That's great. Russell. Put Russell next to that, being proud. Okay. Cool. All right, one more. Jacob. You got drunk. With Angelo. That's great. That's great to know about two of our worship team members today. That's great. But you still played pretty well. The headache gone? You feeling better? This wasn't last night, was it? No, okay. All right, so there you go. We've got a big list there. And, you know, if we, like I said before, if we were all to do this, we would all have a very long list of the mistakes. Now, I want to demonstrate, and Mr. Partridge is now going to pick up the other texter, the red texter, and this is what Jesus has done with the record of charges that stands against us. If you would please demonstrate. Yeah, beautiful, in great teacher style. And then what this scripture says here, let me just read this again to you. Jesus forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of charges against us, and then he took it away. So if you could take that away, please. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And that's what he did on the first Good Friday. Isn't that wonderful news? And I want you to now personalize that, each and every one of you. Make that list. Put a big red X right through it and then see what Jesus has done for you. He's nailed it to the cross. That record of charges is no longer against you. Let me finish up by reading this from another translation of Scripture. This is a paraphrase by a guy called J.B. Phillips. He wrote this many years ago, and he puts it so beautifully. He says, Christ has utterly wiped out the damning evidence of broken laws and commandments, which always hung over our heads, and has completely annulled it by nailing it over his own cross, his own head on the cross. Good Friday is called good, not because Jesus was crucified, but because of what his crucifixion achieved. God has put a big X over every mistake we have ever made. Why don't we bow in prayer together this morning? Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you this day that you have put a big X over every mistake that we have ever made. You have crossed it out. Lord, all of us have done the wrong thing. And sometimes we live with regret and guilt and shame and disappointment with ourselves or even others. But Lord, we thank you that that record of charges that was against us has been taken out of the way. This morning, we personally receive what you have done for us on the cross, Lord Jesus. We accept you. We accept your cross, your crucifixion, as sufficient to pay the price, to cancel the debt, to rub out the record of wrongs. We sit in your presence this morning, forgiven, washed clean, and granted new life and hope. We get to draw a line in the sand. The past is the past, and we can embrace a wonderful new future, all because of what you have done for us. Just while everyone remains bowed in prayer, every head bowed and every eye closed, just for a moment, I want us to give every person in this place, as well as the folk online, an opportunity to respond to the message that you have just heard. You see, knowing it in your head is one thing. It's like having, if you're sick and you've got medicine, you could put that medicine on a shelf and just go, well, yeah, I know that medicine. If I took that medicine, that would make me feel better. But if you never take it, you'll never feel better. So you actually need to personally receive that medicine, and then you will start to recover. And it's the same with what Jesus did on the cross. It's not good enough just knowing it in your head. It's about personally receiving what Jesus has done. It's like, yep, I believe that. And I want to receive what Jesus has done. That, in a nutshell, is what Christianity is all about. And I'm not going to embarrass you in any way this morning, but just out of an indication to God as well as to me, if you would like to personally receive what Jesus has done for you on the cross, I want you to slip your hand up. I'm going to see your hand right across this auditorium. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you at the back there. Yes, I see your hands. One, wonderful. That's so good. Anyone else want to join these people? Yep, right at the back, I see you too. Lady here, over there. That is wonderful. It's like about maybe 8, 9 people. Anyone else? don't want to prolong this, but I just want to give you opportunity to receive Jesus Christ and what he has done for you. Yeah, I see your hand too. That's great. Good on you, mate. It's wonderful. So good. God bless you there, little child. That's so good. Let's stand together, shall we? This is the best thing you could ever do. I did this, converted from atheism to Christianity. And when I was 19, just, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. And I've never looked back. This is the best life, let me tell you. It really is. I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now, and we're all going to say this prayer together. But those of you who've just raised your hands, I want you to make this your personal prayer. I want you to personalize it. In fact, we can all do that. And God's going to hear your prayer, and he's going to respond to it. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. I believe that on the cross, Jesus put a big X through every mistake I have ever made. He has eradicated the record of wrongs that was against me. And I receive you, Jesus, now as my Savior and Lord and my friend. From this day forward, I will walk through life with you. I thank you that I am forgiven. I thank you that I am blessed. And I will be a blessing to others. In your name, amen. Why don't we put our hands together? So good.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this weekly message audio podcast. If you'd like to listen to more messages and find out more information, check out our website at www.baysidechurch.com.au. Church has changed. Check it out.